Well, this can get more interesting because when I this goes into a rabbit hole, but so when we first bought the house, I went and they had the tax bracket, the tax, the way it was taxed was not private. They had as immediate access to the lake where, you know, there's kind of a giant bluff there and it's kind of hard to get down there. So there's a different tax bracket for that. So I was trying to get the taxes to get a little bit lower. So I went into the clerk's office on the tax day because you can only do that type of dispute in person. And they have a time frame for that. And I walked in there and the clerk goes, "Oh, you must be Ken." And I'm like, "How do you know me? Because I just bought this place and this is the first time you've ever seen me. I just walked in here." She's like, "Well, I know your orange truck because I have an orange Dodge. And I live in the town just at the dead end of your road. And I drive past here and I see your orange truck and I know who bought that house. It's a small area." So, okay, all that makes sense. And then she proceeded to just spew out all this information about the previous owners. Apparently, they had gotten divorced. I knew that. But the guy had turned gay and he moved. I guess that's why they got divorced, because he decided he was gay. So, whatever. They got divorced. So... But that kind of goes with the porn tapes I found where, yeah, it was kind of like, I don't even want to say the name, but it was the type of porn a guy would look at if you wanted to see a girl with a guy's parts, put it that way.